Hey, everybody.
Shit, is this really happening?
Yeah, we're on.
I'm living the dream.
I got Dan Seiden here with
me. I'm so excited. You don't even know, dude, really. Like I told you when I first talked to you, I've always been a huge fan of the show, and I never thought I'd ever be on it.
Seriously. Thanks, man. I'm glad to have some listeners on.
I gotta lay some foundational groundwork first, and I just want to say, you know, that I gotta give props to those that came before me, to those that died, fell in the field, battle, Roman and Oliver and Skyler, my boyfriend Skyler, and Bobby and Zach. And am I missing anyone?
Well, Lee the Dork.
Jesus.
He's supposed to be coming on. I don't know. God. I don't think we're going to get him tonight.
But. I still don't think he's real. I think he's this made up thing. Oh, dude, that's Kate. Kate, that's Mitch. Mitch, Kate.
Hi.
Kate, man. Kate, she's awesome.
I haven't met her, right?
No, you haven't met her yet, but you're going to.
Is she an American?
No. She's
she's British.
She's as British as a kebab. She's awesome, dude. She's an art teacher. She teaches little kids, like, you know, finger painting and all sorts of weird stuff. And it's cool to know that she, you know, that art teachers are actually making their own art on the side and being all inspired in their own right. But I totally, like,
is she like on the east side here or what school is it? Does she go to different schools or?
No. She works at one school. She just got a new job at this one school up north. She's just outside London.
Cool.
But I love her voice, dude. She's got like this Kim Deal smoky, sexy voice.
It also kind of reminds me of Stereolab.
Yeah.
Or maybe like Yola Tango, like the whole, I mean the whole deal, you know, not just her voice, but yeah.
I hear you, bro. She's breathy. It's good. It's like, and that song was one of them four track in the living room jobbies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they do like pretty well for
horns
that.
Horns and all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah. No, I know. It's insane. She just gathers together what she needs. You know, she meets people and brings them in and gets it done.
Wow, that's really cool.
No, I'm kidding, dude. I'm always impressed. What's the best thing about the artist? The Leaf Library.
Leaf Library.
Yeah. And that was the off there. You can find them on MySpace. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty sure you can.
But you got that track.
I got that track from her.
Right from her.
Yeah. And every time she comes over to the house, she's got new stuff. I love it. It's like, what you got, Kate? What you got? And she puts on something new. She's cool, man.
So she's productive.
Very. She's prolific.
I mean, because I know some people who can bang out like one incredible song like a year.
Yeah. No, she's whipping them out all the time.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's cool. Well, let's see what else we got here. So that was one of the ones that you brought in. And how about we play that one Renica recommended? She
Which one was that?
It was that one from the Wood Brothers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
It's good. It's kind of bluesy.
Yeah, it went well with the burgers.
I've seen you in a sadness. I've seen you when you hope to die. Say, well, it's raining all over the world. What did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith is gone, give it one more day. Well, I've seen you with your head low, face down on the ground. Couldn't be found. What did I tell you?
Just when your faith is gone, give it
Dude.
That was smooth.
That family, I mean, I don't know. This is Chris and Oliver Wood. Some of you may know Chris Wood from Modesky Martin and Wood. And Oliver's the guy on the vocalist and the slide guitar and all that. And I mean,
dude, the talent in that family. I mean, it's like shooting out their eyeballs like laser beams. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really cool.
Have you seen Modesky Martin and Wood live ever?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen them live. What am I missing?
Yeah. A lot. You're missing a lot. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those. I don't think you can listen to a CD of theirs and really get.
I got that impression. They're one of them bands. It's like you got to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like good, the Grateful CD, Dead in that way. You know, that's why there's a lot of hippies that are into that kind of stuff, because it's, they kind of get the whole like live experience is different than the recorded experience. And I mean, to their credit, I think they've done a great job on their recorded stuff, and you know, this Wood Brothers stuff is really good on the recordings, but I'd like to see them live. I think that would be a really good show.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm sure that's got to be coming to London. It's got to be.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, Modesky Martin and Wood, they've sort of like revolutionized jazz, like the face of jazz, really. They're sort of like the face of new jazz in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. They made it young.
Reclaimed it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If they haven't been inducted into the Jazz Hall of Fame, is there even a Jazz Hall of Fame?
I have no idea. Yeah.
But if they haven't been, they should be.
Yeah. They kind of brought jazz to like that, to that sort of jam kind of culture. And I mean, the jazz was sort of always there, like the Meters and like, I don't know. I remember I went to a couple festivals though, and like, there was definitely sort of it was like two sides of the fence. You could go like the sort of the jam band, like Fish, you know, side of it, and then you could go all the way to the sort of, you know, another extreme, which would be, you know, like more like almost adult contemporary, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the
freeform jazz experimentation, a la Spinal Tap.
Yeah. Robert Randolph was one guy that I actually saw in a festival like that, and he was amazing. This huge black dude who plays the lap steel, and he's just got this like incredible voice and really powerful, and the whole time you're wondering if he, like, because he's sitting on, because he's sitting, you know, you're wondering if like maybe he's, you know, like has like
gnarled.
No, I mean, I just, it's so weird. The lap steel is so weird because they're sitting the whole time, and the rest of the band is like jamming, and he'll get up and just start dancing. It's like, it's really entertaining.
Where did you see that? Where was that?
Up in the mountains, in California somewhere, like Northern California, they do it every year. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Mountain Air Festival or something like that. And it's all these like great, like bluegrass, blues, jazz, you know, like talented, really good quality, like musicians.
Yeah.
You know? Like people who know what they're doing, not just pop artists.
Yeah. You know, like bluegrass doesn't exist out here, dude. Have you heard, seen, noticed this?
No, but someone was...
No one knows what bluegrass is.
Yeah, because it's an American invention.
I didn't realize it was still so isolated. Like, it really is still isolated to like the mountain regions of America.
Right. Yeah. Well, people in the cities don't really. A lot of people in you know, like,
they're
LA,
into their techno, deep house, whatever.
Yeah. But what is there like a classic rural English music, or is everyone just like Oasis?
Oh, dude, I hope not.
I mean, you've been here longer than I have, so I
old man Dan here. I don't know, dude. I'm gonna have to think about that one. I'd like to know.
Yeah, because I mean, just because like America has so many like rural like sort of specialties, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't think England actually has any history whatsoever. Actually, not one.
No history.
None. Actually, they just borrow everything from us.
Yeah.
Poor bastards. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that kind of life?
Oh, the blaspheme.
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Should we play something else? Let's get that. I got that one. I got an email from this guy Mason Wright, and I'll read part of it because. I don't know. I like it when people actually try and personalize something to me, as opposed to like some people are like, "Play my band."
Yeah,
you know.
Well, they're just cold and hard.
I found you on the PodSafe. Found you on the PodSafe Music Network. Here, play my music. this guy was cool. He said, "Hey, Mitch McAllister, I like your podcast, though. In a way,
word.
I miss your goofy friends." And Lee, We need the Dork Report.
True that.
There you have it, Lee, if you're listening. I need you back. We need to get organized and get you back on the show. So he says, may I suggest you play some more Canadian stuff from Vancouver?
You freaking Canadians, man. You guys are like shameless self-promoters these days. Enough of you. We know you exist now. Now just be quiet again.
Oh, there's so much good music coming from out there, though.
Sick, man. It is sick.
He says, you played the Pink Mountaintops a few episodes ago. I used to live there. And though I'm now in Toronto, I have a favorite. And he actually spells favorite just like they do here in the UK.
O-U.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a favorite Vancouver act that should be heard. My first recommendation is the Parlor Steps. And so he sent me a link to their MySpace page. And let's put Parlor Steps.
This clock's got a hold of her. Yeah, this clock's got a hold of her. Yeah, let me lighten the weight you're lifting.
Canadian rock,
those guys, man, them's dudes.
they're
raising the roof.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a cool track.
Yeah, I want to know what the rest of the album is like. Send the rest. Did you get the rest, or did you just get that?
They have a MySpace page, so there's four songs on that page.
All right, see you on MySpace.
And I think that. There's probably a link to their website too from there. That's a cool thing about these days is now you can just like sample stuff before you buy it. And it's like, you don't have to go to the Tower Records listening station.
Man, screw that. No, I remember when you had certain record stores had those listening stations, and I stopped going to any record store that didn't have a listening station.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was such freedom.
Because it was, I mean, I used to go and spend hours in the record store, like, just sampling stuff, and now you can just do it in your living room. It's so cool.
I know, man. I'm going nuts over it. Actually, I'm so behind the times, too. I only just now started really getting into MySpace. I was airing my beef with you about MySpace earlier, actually, about the user interface. It infuriates me sometimes, but
yeah,
like, I've been starting to just sort of go with the flow, and sort of, you know, the designer in me steps back and says, okay, so I don't try and redesign this, you know, just listen to some of the cool stuff that's on here. And I've been sort of flowing around there, you know, going with the tides, and God, it's incredible. Such a voice for everyone.
Yeah.
Mitch, you're making history, bro. Well, how's it feel?
It's pretty much all me.
It is all you, isn't it?
I mean, I'm pretty much responsible for everything cool.
Dude, that's
I don't know. I it's fun to be. I mean, it's great to be a part of something that like, you know, it's cool to finally be like in a job that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for a lot of my life, you know, my post-collegiate career has been sort of like experimentation, sort of trying this job out or trying that job out. Never really, like, always having some reservations and, like, I pretty much don't have that many beefs about it. Like, I have beefs just about work, but not about, like, the job.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Like,
yeah, I remember those tumultuous times right out of college and trying to figure out what the hell it is that you like. How do you enjoy real life?
Yeah.
What do you? How do you? Yeah. You know, suck the marrow out of the bones of real life. It was rough, dude.
How weird is that? Graduate. I mean, there's kids that are about to graduate right now, and like, they're gonna go through that like exhilarating feeling of getting your diploma, and then the day after, like staring at that piece of paper and going, but now I'm unemployed.
Yeah. Staring into the deep black hole of real life. You're like, shit.
I remember I had some college, I had some professor, and he was like this like 65-year-old guy. And it, on his like closing, you know, like whatever class, you know, he was like, so
you tell it like
he's
it is.
Like, you seniors out there, you know, make sure that you don't believe the hype. like he was I don't know, public enemy, you know. And I mean, because he actually, you know, said it like that, and and he's like, but at the same time, like, if you're out there, you know, and everybody else is quote unquote swimming upstream, you might be the guy who's swimming upstream, and it's time to take a second look, you know.
No doubt.
Yeah, so that was his little piece of wisdom.
You've seen the movie Office Space, haven't you?
Yeah, dozens of times.
Dude,
yeah.
That movie's my Bible, man. Like, every time I'm feeling down about life, I watch Office Space. I'm like, shit, thanks for reminding me what's important in life. But
please,
the very first job I had out of college, I was working for this company. We made massive satellite dishes, like microwave satellite dishes. And my job was to pick motors from one catalog and piece them together with gearboxes from another catalog that would drive these satellite dishes around. Mm-hmm. See a cubicle, it's a bunch of dusty old men with mortgages and three kids. And I'm like this 22-year-old kid going, shit, this is what I'm in for in the real world, right? And no joke, dude, we had Hawaiian Shirt Friday at the company. Oh, we had Hawaiian Shirt Friday.
Yeah.
It was that ridiculous. Yeah. It was that ridiculous. Luckily, I got rescued by another company.
So wait, what'd you bring? You brought two songs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I brought The Leaf Library and Enclave.
Okay, so
Enclave is from Berkeley. Let's see. They were from like a few years ago.
In the house, UCB. Woo!
Yep. They broke up. I'm sorry, guys, if you fall in love with this track, but they're no longer. But they're well worth knowing and finding. So this is my favorite song off their album.
Let's check it out. What does Enclave mean, anyways?
Well, thank you for asking, Mitch. It's a small group or sect.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leaning toward the ground.
So like, use that one in a sentence later.
It's like there's a Notes Underground enclave.
Exactly.
Destruction is imminent.
You, me. Ren over there?
People on the Frapper map.
Regis for life.
The what?
The Frapper map.
What the hell is that?
Check out the website and add yourself to the Frapper map. I'm mapping out all the listeners and where they live.
You're kidding me. No way.
It's cool.
Can I get on there right now?
Yeah.
A plague approaches. In the distance, just beyond the smoke. A plague approaches. A plague approaches.
Dude, that must, did you listen to the lyrics at all there, Mitch, or were you spacing?
I was spacing a bit, but it's pretty dark.
It's dark, and the album's
the plane is coming.
The plague.
Oh, the plague.
Not the plane.
The plague is coming.
Yeah, 14 minutes left. It's a great song. Like, those must have been exciting times back in the days of plagues, you know?
The Black Plague.
Yeah, exactly. Real.
Or were there multiple plagues? I mean, wasn't there pretty much just one big plague?
There were many, I think.
And they all got kind of considered one?
Yeah, no, the Black Plague was one, but you know, it was the ultimate plague. It was like,
the Black Plague.
Yeah, it was the 50 Cent of plagues.
It was like the major plague.
It was intense. It was the best ever.
I mean, that pretty much knocked out like half of the European community, right? Like,
yeah, man, bring out your dead. Yeah. You know, it's like,
right.
But dude, we got bird flu. I was, and now it turns out it's no biggie. Yeah. You know, and it's kind of don't get me wrong. I really value human life and stuff, but, but when I was a little excited about, you know, having to worry and maybe justifying my taking the easy road in life and just like moving to Mexico and surfing, you know, for the rest of my life to avoid bird flu.
But I mean, I think you can justify that just by because you want to.
No, you can't. No, I mean, no, not yet. You know, I'm all for tuning in and dropping out, but that's what retirement's for. It's like I thought I might have a chance with the whole Gulf War thing. You know, like I'm no longer really of draft age anymore. I'm almost 30. You know, I'm 28.
Yeah.
So like I don't have much chance.
I'm almost 31, dude.
Woo! Party on, Wayne. Yeah. And so now that we don't really have a chance of getting drafted, like we have no excuse for just like moving to Vancouver and snowboarding for the rest of our lives to ditch a war, which bums me out too.
Why not? I don't understand.
I need an excuse. I don't know about you, but I need an excuse. Like,
if that's what you want to do, man.
Yeah, I want to do it, but I need an excuse. Like, there's other things, you know, there's professional endeavors. There's adding to the body of knowledge of humanity, you know, like these higher callings, Mitch. Like letting, you know, MySpace, you know. Yeah.
Like, teenagers
talk about
not
how
going
emo
to
they
inflate
are.
My role there and make it sound like I consider it some sort of historical. You know, I don't know.
Oh shit! Is that my phone about to ring? You can hear it in the speakers.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Anyway,
I don't know.
Well,
I think. I mean, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, it's important to, you know.
You got
to
make your impact. You got to make your print.
You could do that on a mountain in Vancouver just by saying hi.
By busting a wicked 360 tail grab stale air fish to fakie.
Well, I mean,
no.
But if that's the only thing you were doing in Vancouver, then you'd probably be pretty unhappy with yourself. Yes. But like, you know, if you were telling people about great music, you know, like this guy, you know, Miles or what was it? yeah, Mason, sorry. I mean, if you were, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, yeah. Like there's the world is so vast now. You can do whatever. From
it's a global
wherever.
Community.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, especially in like, you know, industrialized nations.
Well, man, as soon as I can have my internet while I'm busting a wicked 360 tail grab air to fakey fish stale nose.
Dude, the answer
hook.
Is Windows Mobile.
I don't know, man. Can I use my PDA while I'm spinning around
the
up in
the
air upside
XDA
down?
New XDA Mini, only from O2 Wireless.
Shit.
You
turn my world upside down in 2 minutes.
You too can wash your pants in your phone. That's really all I need is a phone that can operate as a dryer. What's up with dryers in this country?
What, and how no one believes in them? Yeah. I don't believe them anymore either.
What?
I don't believe you still want, do you miss your dryer?
Yes, a lot.
Maybe if your parents send them over piece by piece.
Fluffy clothes?
Dude,
tell me
dryers.
That.
Dryers are the great environmental evil, I've realized.
Really?
Dude, they
just
use so much
electricity
energy and they don't save you that much time. They really don't.
Dude.
They don't.
My stuff's been hanging in that other room for like 2 hours, 3 hours, and it's probably still not dry yet.
Let's go check. I'm sorry. This is a science experiment. I want to know. I'm sure it's getting there, you know? Yeah. And plus, it's all, well, the thing is, out here, we all got central heating radiators.
Yeah, but dude, the washing
so
machine
people
goes.
People put their shit over radiators, and it dries within 2 hours when you have it near a radiator. Because
yeah.
Everyone's got radiators. So
yeah.
So it's like you have dryers
but the
in every
washing,
room.
But the washing machine goes for 3 hours. And,
does it?
Yeah, and the dishwasher goes for like an hour and a half.
Well, your washing machine clearly has some sort of
it's
attention deficit.
It's new, you know, it's high tech.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't think the culture here is not using dryers for environmental reasons. I think it's, they just like don't, they're not like,
no, they're just poor.
That. I don't even think that. I think Americans have a lot of space.
I mean, space poor is what I mean. Yeah, like yeah. They're space poor. And
yeah.
And yeah, well, I don't believe in dryers anymore. I really don't. Although our landlord sneakily put one in our kitchen not too long ago, and my flatmate Amy, I hope she's not listening to this,
into
but
it.
She fucking uses that thing way too much, and it sucks our electricity dry. I'm so like so. I'm literally tomorrow. I'm going there with some cutter pliers. I'm cutting off the plug.
Oh shit!
Is that
up.
Cruel? I don't know.
That's a
little extreme. That's but a you little don't
bit,
need it.
It's a little bit Nazi.
Okay, you're right. I don't want to be the right wing flatmate.
Well, I don't know. I think we're
but
getting
plus
close
they,
to the
they
end.
Destroyed
so
close. Sorry, I just had to say that. Oh. Can I put in a shameless promotion?
Bit? Sure.
We were talking about college transitions earlier, uh-huh. and like that rough transition.
Right.
And I got a good friend, this girl Sam, who runs this website called Transition Traditions, which is all about sort of easing that transition for people.
Oh, really?
As they get out of college and go into real life, as
no
well
kidding.
As sort of like bringing the college into the community, so the community can benefit from college. It's a really interesting thing she's doing, and so check it out if you're at all into that.
How do you find it?
TransitionTraditions.com.
There you go.
There
you have it. And without any further ado, let's play the last song of the night.
Bring it. Stoked.
This is from a band called Elbow.
That's so
was cool. I like that music. Elbow.
That was pretty. That was really pretty. It's funny because I can't categorize. I can't, you know, when you hear a band, you want to say they're kind of like this, kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say they're like? Because I'm having a hard time.
I would say they're like Peter Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard you say, yeah, you were saying that earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the singer, dude, he was like, he's like my, like, first love.
Sledgehammer.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I mean, I liked his album before that, So, which had Shock the Monkey on it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, his pop songs are okay, but, like, he's got the backfill on his albums. Like, the stuff that, like, is a little bit more artistic, not really radio quality, was, mm-hmm. like, really, really good.
Hmm.
You know that he was the original guy in Genesis, right? Like, when Genesis first got, like, they were, like, right along with Pink Floyd, like, this really trippy band.
I'm sorry. Genesis was right along with Pink Floyd.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That cracks me up.
No, I shit you not. Like, early Genesis is probably trippier than Pink Floyd. Like, really, really bizarre. And then, like, Peter Gabriel, like, did this one last album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, and he's like, this is all I really wanted to do, and it's just totally bizarre and whack. And then he took off, and then Phil Collins, the drummer, decided he was going to get behind the microphone and
just destroy it.
Land of Confusion.
Invisible Touch, man.
Invisible Touch, yeah.
Oh, that was a song right there. I had that tape. I had that tape. I think I sold that to Rasputin about 6 years ago. Sad it's gone, really.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I even liked it when Phil Collins took over, but it was a different band. It was a different feel.
Sounds like it. Jesus. Yeah. I have a hard time believing there were ever anything other than Phil
pop
Collins.
Music.
Pop.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
Man.
No. Listen to The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. It's
Dude,
a trip.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm on it. Thanks for turning me on.
Yeah. I'll show you a sample after the show. I don't think they have any downloadable music on the internet.
It's sweet. Right up there with Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. Genesis acid days.
Yeah, definitely. Like, he used to walk out on stage with this big, like, pink star on his head. Like, it was just so weird. Yeah. Anyways,
wicked.
Now he's like some bald guy with a long beard in like Northern England, like just like
it's
know.
The future for all of us.
Yeah,
yeah. In this room. Yeah. I think.
What are you looking at my scalp? That was good. Well, you know, no use in jabbering at the end of the show, so no. I should just say goodnight and
adios, muchachos y muchachas.
Thanks for coming over, Dan.
Man,
I really appreciate
thanks for
it.
Having me on the show. Like I said, this is awesome for me. Stoked. And I hope to do it again soon.
Yeah, cool.
I hope to do it again real soon. I got loads of interesting things I want to play.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's what it's all about, showing each other about music. So, you know, you guys, your listeners out there, please keep sending me stuff. I'm sorry if I haven't played something that's been sent. I go through different phases of being busy, but I'm getting back into the swing of things. I plan to do it on a weekly basis again. And actually, I probably will get this out before a week is up from my last show. So,
cool, man.
You know, yeah. And hopefully, we'll see you guys next week.
Tune in.
Ciao.